This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Arlington, Virginia. It's July 6, 2014. The World Open has ended, and I have to check on who actually won the tournament, but it was a very competitive tournament, and we had a very strong field, and we had a number of international players. And I actually have one such player who's come all the way from Iran to compete in the World Open, and he is the Iranian number one player, Ehsan. I won't get the pronunciation correct. Could you pronounce your name for the audience?
Yeah, my name is Ehsan Ghaim-Maghami.
Okay, all right. How did you enjoy this tournament, the World Open?
Okay, let's say it's a prestigious open tournament, and level of chess games I saw it was quite high, and most of players were competing very tough games, and I saw many good things in this tournament. And on the top of the table, you could have seen some top players, and like Gadakhamsky, Ilyas Mirin, Kovalenko, many good players, Lasnichka, Brozon. And I think it was nice experience for me. Personally, I scored not bad, 6.5 out of 9, despite very bad defeat on first round because of jet lag. When I arrived here, after a few hours I had to play, and then I blundered 3 times in one game, and I lost the game with 1 pawn up easily. And then I scored very well, and in the remaining games I scored 6.5 out of 8 without any lose, and very close to win the tournament, but by 0.5 point I missed first place, and I stood on 4th place, 4-2-7. Okay, let's say for me it was normal tournament. I mean, I didn't pass very bad tournament, but I expected more because I started very badly. I think it could be better, but okay, I improved my elo point a bit. Yeah.
So you come all the way from Iran. That is a long way to come. What encouraged you to come to the United States to play in the World Open?
Okay, time to time I come because I have to come. I'm having my green card, and so that I'm using it for promote the chess in the United States as well, and also I can improve by playing in some good tournaments like World Open.
So this is your third time, I think you told me, your third time coming. What other tournaments did you play in when you were here?
I won last year San Diego Open. Also, I played in LA Agoura Hills Open Tournament. And some weekly tournaments I won, 6 or 7 weekly tournaments I won in LA.
So what is your impression of the United States? I know in the U.S. there's kind of a perception of Iranians. I don't want to get into politics, but what is your impressions of the United States being here in the atmosphere?
I like the country. Let's say I like the country very much. I think for the chess, we should improve the level of organization in this country. I mean, chess is not getting very serious as a sport in this country, and I think we have to change something. There is no camera for chess in the United States, and this is very bad, very pity. And we can use a lot of potential, which we don't do it right now. I think something should be changed. And for some points, I can say professional players prefer not to play with these conditions. You know,
two games.
No, okay, not only this. Why we have to bring the chess clock, and you know, it's not very nice if some spectator is coming and with 100 type of chess board we play in one hall. This is not so nice, you know, and everyone has to bring the chess clock. Sometimes we start 20 minutes later because you both don't have chess sets by yourself, and then it is nice and not nice. I think something should be changed. For some open tournament like US Open, I saw better atmosphere in Madison, Wisconsin. they organize much better than usual tournaments in US. But I hope some powerful people can change very early, because for sure we need some better prospects for near future.
So have the St. Louis Chess Club is a very beautiful club. You may have heard about it.
Yes.
Do you ever have any desire to go visit St. Louis and the chess club there?
Yes, I was intending to be there for last year prestigious close tournament, but unfortunately I couldn't succeed. And then probably in first opportunity I have to visit there. I heard a lot about it and I think it's nice. It's a good example for the chess club.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful place. So in next month we'll have the Olympiad, and Iran will be there. There will also be some elections. You know, we have presidential elections. Iran chess in Iran is it improving very much over time? And what do you expect to see your team do in Tromso?
Okay, let's say Iran is improving a lot day by day. You see many coming talents. Those are really promising, and we had many good achievements in different categories, and especially in the youth championship. And you know, the world champion under 18 is Iranian, under 16 girls world champion is Iranian, and many medal holders from the different categories showed to the world, chess world. Okay, let's say the country was improving during last 10 years, but I think it can be better and better, and we can hear more about Iranian chess very soon. Many coming talents are on the way, and in the Olympiad also we play with very strong team. Okay, of course, in comparison with other years of Iran national team, it's a very good team. Almost five GMs will play for five different boards, and we try to be in the top of the table, maybe top 20 or something. We are aiming for being top 20, which is not so easy in the World Chess Olympiad among 160 countries, 170 countries are participating usually. And okay, let's see what will happen.
So you've been the top player in of Iran for many years now. But the region of that region, you have the Asian region, Middle East to a lesser extent, are having a lot of improvement. Like India, China, Vietnam, the Philippines, Iran, very strong Asian championships. What has caused this growth of chess? Is it in part to, I know Anand has had some influence, but what else has caused this boom of chess in that region?
Most important thing is the motivation. Motivation is very high among Asian players, and they are hard workers, and when they start to do something they get serious, and this is very important. But in other societies you can see many many things to do, and it can take a lot of concentration from the people, and perhaps you don't pay attention enough to the subject you have chosen. So I think in the Asia you can see, especially in the eastern country of Asia, like China and China and Vietnam, you know, they concentrate, they fully concentrated on their chess, and they just try their best. Even if they don't have enough knowledge, you know, they fight with their best, and it can be really helpful for them. As you see, they reach to really good achievements at the very early stage, and in the beginning of the chess career, many of them could be were able to be succeed to get as much as possible. Guys like Yu Yang, you can see in 1 year he won almost everything: World Junior Championship title, Asian Championship, Asian Billets Championship, because of hard work and concentration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a lot of talented players that are coming up China. The Wei Yi.
Yeah, Wei Yi. Yeah, Yuyangi, Ding Liren. Yeah, mm-hmm. Also other players. Those are a bit older, yeah, but yeah, still they are very strong, like Bu Hengri.
Well, hopefully in Tromso, I will be there covering the event, and I hope to meet the Iranian players, and wish you well. Hopefully I'll get to Iran. I was telling, I believe it's Hikaru Nakamura, that I want to come to Iran, and basically just it's a part of the world that I've always been interested in, so hopefully I'll come there and visit the chess community.
One day, yeah, why not?
Well, you have safe travels. I know you have a long flight, you know, at some point, and I hope to see you in Tromso.
Yeah, thank you very much. All the best.
Okay, this is Daim Shabazz of Chess Drum. We're signing off.